boom, 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 boom. All right. Pretend you do the little.
I know.
There you go.
Oh, wait. I got to do Z.
Oh, yeah. That one's a little shout out to Z right there.
Because he's the person who said he was going to be here but wasn't.
But technically.
You know what? I'm wrong. I assumed his gender.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't. Not bad.
How dare you?
I know. How do I assume that he's a guy?
Right. Void. How are you today?
Good, man. It's good. It's a little later than we usually do.
Right. And
it's been
and
a busy, eventful day today.
It's all because you, Apple sucks. That's probably why, right?
Apple sucks and promises were made.
Dang, is that shots called out right there?
Shots called out and shots were taken right now, you know?
I feel you.
So today's drink is a Moscow Mule.
Oh, so you didn't even let me. I was supposed to tell you what we're drinking. Okay, wait. Oh, shit. This bottle was full to begin with, huh?
It was.
Oh, so, damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got here. I promise you at 6 to get this up and running, and that did not happen. We are now here an hour and a half later.
You know Z hates it when you say times.
That's fine. He's not here.
Exactly.
He ain't here.
Right.
I mean, they ain't here.
They ain't here.
They ain't here. We're going to
him,
talk. Him, her, whatever.
It's not here.
It's not here to tell me what I can and cannot do.
It decided it wanted to go see Bad Bunny.
He wanted it. He wanted to go perrear. For Bad Bunny, you know?
There you go. And then just blame it on somebody else that it wasn't him.
Hands down. You know what? I think this is the original cable for the Rodecaster.
Is it?
I don't know, but it's in my pocket. Okay, we'll find out. but yeah, no. So
Void. What are we drinking today?
Today, the Moscow Mule. Ah. So again, there's four components to the Moscow Mule. One of them is not drink related, but it's drinkware. Right?
Please give us the history. You gave me a little history on what is the Moscow Mule. So inform our listeners what it be.
So Moscow Mule is essentially your liquor, which is, or spirit, which is vodka. You need some lemon or lime, whatever your choice is. I prefer lemon because it's got a little bit more tartness. Ice, obviously. Every good cocktail has a decent ice in there. And then you top it off with your choice.
Mine has what I would say brought down the Titanic.
Oh yeah!
If you can see the ice that I'm holding right now, it is the equip. This is what made Leonardo DiCaprio right here.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? There's bigger chunks of ice. Yours is the one I could fit in a cup. So there's like the whole iceberg's over there, you know, and with DiCaprio's body. And let's just say. Oh, we have a guest. Let me see if I can figure this out. Normally, Z is the one that's taking a look at this.
We got a guest on already?
They want to be. So all right. Give me a second.
Try to figure it out.
Yeah, give me. I don't see her on the list of listeners, though, asking to be on there.
Guys, please, we apologize for the little inconvenience. It's only me and Void today because... Like we're saying, Z decided that he wanted to go see Bad Bunny more than he wanted to be with us.
No, he has.
We put our lives on hold.
I know, right? We go out of our way to help them be there. And he's like, nah, you know what? Not today.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you know what? I got Bad Bunny. He's going to come in. Apparently, we have stalkers outside stalking me somewhere. So
I see you. Oh, shit. Let's see. No, that's the listeners. Where is the chat one?
Well, usually, like, what happens is, like, on right here, on the little plus, like, it should show somebody that's trying to come on.
It's not, though.
For our people that are listening to this in a podcast form, we are on the Wisdom app. If you guys wanted to listen to us live.
I don't know if the Android version allows chatting and guests.
No, I think it does, but it's not showing anybody right now.
So, yeah, they're not asking to be. I mean,
yeah, they're not asking to be. So if it was, you would see them right there. They would pop up right there.
They're not.
So maybe they got to retry it again. I don't know.
Well, they put in an email, so.
Well.
Okay. So that's fine. That's a different problem.
Yeah, but like I was saying, guys, if you guys wanted to check us out live, we record Friday evenings on the Wisdom app. If you guys wanted to come on, chat with us, talk to us, you know, download the Wisdom app. Look for us, preferences and references on there.
If you want to chat, if you want to argue, I'm here. There.
That's you right there.
I have alcohol. I have all time, all night.
Right? No, exactly. So, you know,
my friend Steve Rogers once said, I could go all day, you know.
If you guys want, that's if you guys are checking us out, like on the Spotify, Apple, wherever you guys are listening to us right now.
Spoke TV.
Yeah, so you're actually listening to us, like, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks later.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, that's
you catch it live here. You hear all the shenanigans.
Right, exactly.
And you have Z the Dictator editing shit out.
No, literally, he's literally going to edit out like the time frame.
All the fun stuff. Like all the time we talk shit with him, he's like, I delete that
bro,
shit.
Bro, he's going to like, he's going to, he's going to edit out this whole section right here.
Yes. Well, he's going to edit the whole podcast out then because I'm going to talk shit today.
Right. Oh, and another thing, guys, if it kind of sounds a little bit weird in the background noises, we are not in our normal studio.
I know.
So we're somewhere else. So the acoustics, you might be hearing us. Yeah, like,
the echo's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's basically a big ass open room.
And then I don't know what it is today, but I don't know if you noticed, but the allergies were terrible today for whatever reason. Mine were just acting up. Like
I don't have any, so I can't say.
Lucky you. Goddamn.
Well,
your boy be dying over here.
I always see people, they're like, oh, there's stuff in the air. I'm like, I can't.
He's just like, my answer is, what?
You smell that?
Freedom, dude. That's breathe. What it smells.
I don't conform to your society standards.
I'm guessing genetic standards, if anything.
Right, probably. I don't know. Honestly, I've always kind of felt a little bit jealous of people that are like, oh, my allergies are acting up. Because like, I've never experienced that, so I don't know what that is.
You just want to get a sick day is what I'm hearing, my dude.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't want a sick day? A paid for sick day.
Bro, so, okay. This month, I think, is the last time you can get COVID pay.
Like COVID. Is it for reals?
Yes.
So what you're telling me is that I got to get COVID fast.
September is the last day. Last month altogether.
All right.
Some businesses might be a little different, but here in California, most the government bailed them out. Like, we'd pay for that, right?
Right.
And that's going away. So if you want Big Daddy Newsom to pay you your COVID sick pay for a week, go, I don't know, the next trauma center or something. Be like, hey.
I know, right? Hey, can cough on me real quick, please.
I was like, hey, lick me a little bit, maybe. Like,
yeah, I think my...
Don't do the eyeball thing. That's reserved for the Japanese, but like, Not us.
What was I going to say? So, continue on with your Moscow Mule story.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the mule. So, the Moscow Mule, I think the two things that make it is the type of lime or lemon you use, right? Because the fresher, the better it tastes. Obviously, that's always the case. But when it comes to ginger beer, some ginger beer is trash. I'm not going to lie to you, you know? There's always, like, the generic ginger beer, and there's a craft ginger beer, which I think is, like, it's your forte if you don't like ginger beer.
Right.
By the way, it has no alcohol in it.
I have no. Well, I mean, we have ginger beer sitting in front of me. I just haven't tried it yet. Yes. So
today's the day, my dude. But I mean, it's really good.
How do you pronounce that brand again?
Bundaberg.
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 Okay, so these homies make like the best root beer I've ever tasted.
It's ginger beer. It's not even root beer.
No. I'm saying root beer.
Oh, they do make some.
Yeah, their root beer is like one of the best root beers.
Well, that's why I chose them, because I was like, they make craft sodas, and it's technically not craft if it's something that's bottled and shit.
Bro, it's not even legit soda. It's like there's no bubblies in it. It's not carbonated. It's just straight like. It's root beer. Like, it's so good. Like, this is one of the best ones. And there's another brand also, basically almost same style, but it's also another root beer that, like, that shit goes hard.
So there's a restaurant / pit stop here in California called Bravo Farms. Have you been?
I have not.
Okay. Well, they have root beer, but they call it the original name. Do you know what it is called?
Sassafras something.
Sarsaparilla.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
I only know. I know root beer comes from the sassafras root.
So mad. I was like, what the hell is that shit? But I've had root beer and I don't like it. But I had a sarsaparilla. Holy shit, is that good?
Yeah.
Especially the craft one. I was like, God damn, that's tasty. Like, obviously, they use sugar, like real sugar.
Candy. Right.
But it was so good. My only thing was like, I only bought one.
Okay.
Pissed. And then they also have it in like the liquor bottles, but it's 16 ounces. So the ones that have the popping lid, they expect you to use that cup or glass later. So I use that when I'm making my like mixers and stuff.
Right.
Things that I just want to pour in there that doesn't have to go to a specific drink or liquor. That's what I do. So like right. Freshly squimming.
If you guys only have had root beer as the soda, like the dads.
It's trash.
Or the...
Your dads is not so bad though.
It's not that bad. But like the dads, the AW, whatever. Like
A&W is terrible.
Yeah, like if you have only had those and you're not a fan of root beer, try real root beer. Like actual like brewed, handcraft like stuff.
Canned beer is, or root beer is not.
Yeah. Like,
not what it's cut out to be.
Yeah, legit. Try to find the best like... The handcraft one, like I said, this Bundaberg or however you pronounce it, they have legit root beer. That's just badass.
That's the shit. Talk about consumerism right here.
We're going to say communism.
I was going to say communism. I slipped it. You know, just like this drink, man, things started slipping. I was like, oh, what was that? Oh, no. Earlier, people would be dropping keys and be like, oh, no.
Right. Oh, no. But Z was kind of here, so
yeah, he was doing it intentionally, though, unfortunately.
Right.
That's what wasn't asked for. So, on to the next topic. I wanted to talk about how, you know, okay, there's products out there in the world, right? You recognize good products. Like me, I'm a sucker for an Anchor product, you know? Don't sponsor it here, but I'm a sucker for an Anchor product.
Like, I have a few Anchor stuff. Like,
well, their chargers are great.
You know what's funny?
Cables are fucking amazing.
For whatever reason, I always thought Anchor was like a cheap brand. Like, I always thought it was like a knockoff brand until I started, like, I bought stuff and then, like, I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay, so this goes
hard. When they came out, they had the little plasticky looking thing and it looked cheap.
Maybe that's why I know them from, because, like, I remember, like,
but their equipment, their electronics are solid. Right, like I still have some old ass Anchor cables that work like son of a bitch. Too bad the technology's outdated them, but they still work, you know. But now they look nice and clean and pretty.
Yeah, I have one of their fast chargers for my. Yeah, I think it's a 65-watt.
Yeah, dude, that can charge a laptop now.
Yeah, no, it really can. That's just crazy.
Well, a MacBook supports this 45-watt.
Bro, you know how like the technology, like the fast charging capabilities, like. Bro, like holy shit! Like
I will tell you, wireless charging is trash.
Oh, I know. I had a few wireless chargers, and like when I put it onto my old S10 Plus, it would take like maybe like 6 hours for it to like at 50% to finally charge it fully, like 6 hours.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is? Those are designed to be gimmicks, but they got so widespread because of iPhone, right? Like
right.
As soon as iPhone adopted it, it became a thing. It's been around for a while. Right. Let's be real. But they became popular because of iPhone.
Right.
So there's a difference between useful and then widely used.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I think what the latest Samsung one, it was like, what, like either 15 or 25 watts of fast charging?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there, which is not bad.
But you can't do that wirelessly.
Yeah, the wireless one. Wireless charger.
So the problem with any faster chargers, even Samsung would probably have it down, but that's what you pay like $50 for a charger. The problem is it heats up your phone like crazy.
Oh yeah, it does.
Why? Because you're literally actively transferring. It's not currency. It's
current, not currency.
No,
that's
not,
money.
It's not current. Current is an actual the live charge.
Yeah,
something else they push from one way to another. You could do it over low frequency. I think it's called amplitude. So what my physics professor explained to me one day, and I actually kind of paid attention. He said. It's possible to have a wireless charging room.
Room.
Yeah, whole house, like room. Like that.
Like you walk into the room and it starts charging.
Yes. The problem with that is you would have not electrons in the air, but oscillation of vibrations that cause the electrons to move. The movement of electrons is what causes current to happen, right? And you can statically charge. If you pretty much made an inverse capacitor, the capacitor holds charge in electronic components. So just like think about it as a little gas. Okay, a little cup. You fill it up with pressure, and then when it's full, it shoots it out, and it refills again. That's how current is pushed and held in a capacitor. If you make it inverse, in other words, the data is being held on the walls.
Right.
You walk into it, everything inside it gets charged.
Okay. Why do I feel like that would just like cook my balls right there? that sounds like radiation right there.
No, so think about it like this. Your skin is a very great ground unit. That's why when you get shocked by lightning, it goes straight down to the ground. You're the closest thing of contact.
But that's if you're barefoot.
So even if you're not barefoot, like if you touch it, the only reason why you don't get electric is because you don't touch the ground because you have rubber soles on.
Right.
But rubber has an impedance. But once it's past that, you're screwed anyways.
Yep.
And at that point, you're being cooked internally because your body's just refactoring that electricity. So anyways, you will be able to, because you don't need a ton of charge or frequencies to be running in the air to be charging something, especially if it's slow, right? If the whole room's charged, you can charge it fairly slow. The problem is you're going to it's going to take more power to charge a room than it is to charge the freaking phone.
Right.
Disconnect it.
Yep.
But we could, in theory, that exists already.
That would, like, honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, like, that shit scares me right there. Like walking into a room that like just you just walk in and your phone just starts turning.
Physics, and that's physics we've known about already.
Right, but like, but what does that do to the human body though? Like, is there enough?
Oh, don't
is
get
there,
me wrong. You should not be there a long time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you your hairs will definitely be all over the place. It'll be like, just shark you, be the new Pikachu and shit.
Right.
But hey, it's for those who are willing. You know, for me, I'll just connect my phone with a charger cable. And the only thing I'm angry about that is that they won't let me repair my own charger cable. That's ridiculous.
They won't what?
Let you repair your own charger cable. Like, my port's busted. Oh, no, you can't repair it. It voids warranty.
It most likely will, but I mean, at the same time, like...
Well, I'm talking about the right to repair, right? Like, if something breaks, you have the right to fix it. You have
that, in theory.
You have that right in your car, right?
In theory, if you have a Tesla, good luck with that.
Well, here's the thing. They're supposed to.
They're supposed to, but they're not.
But what they're not releasing is the software.
No, not they're not releasing anything, period. They're no, like
they are.
No, they're not.
But they lock parts by software.
Yeah, okay, but
and that's what stops you from
in other words, so car. I follow this YouTuber that he basically like he bought wrecked Teslas and like would he bought wrecked Teslas and bring them back to life. But basically in order to repair these wrecked Teslas, he had to buy other wrecked Teslas to use their parts because Tesla would not sell them headlights. The little gaskets, like they would not sell anything at all. Yet to this day, he still has trouble trying to get Tesla to sell them parts. I know there's been laws
and
trying
Tesla
to
Tesla will not sell you the parts.
They don't right. They don't. Them. That's why. Like they good luck. If you have a Tesla, good luck. They're not going to sell you shit. All right. He bought recently. He has another Tesla that the fast charging capability is locked because Tesla, basically he had to hire a hacker to hack into the software of this Tesla to basically shield Tesla from seeing this car on the road. Because if they saw this car on the road, they would shut it down because technically it's totaled, mm-hmm. right? So this hacker hacked the software and it's basically like it's a ghost Tesla. Tesla does not know about this car right here. Right, so that's the only way how he can have this.
I didn't think I'd live long enough to realize we'd have to pirate our fucking vehicles, dude.
Bro, for reals, that's the
like movies. I get programs, I get music, but fucking cars.
That's the scary part about electric vehicles because, yeah, you bought it. Is it you bought it? It's yours, but is it really?
So that's everything, right? Like you buy your phone and whatever system you have, whether it be iOS or Android, do you own that?
Right,
you don't. Google owns that.
Technically,
Google leases it to you.
If you have an iPhone, you don't even own that shit.
No, it's the same thing with obviously even right. like your Windows system, right?
Yep.
It's licensing lease agreement. It's not an ownership. So you can't do things to that software. You can use it. You can work on it, but you cannot modify it
right.
without explicit permission from Microsoft. Any changes you do have to be within their scope. That's why Microsoft makes a buttload of money for support. And that's for like any corporation. Even as a consumer, they make a ton of money doing that.
Right.
Right? Because if I give you a computer and it doesn't have Windows, what the fuck are you going to do with it?
Download.
You're going to look pretty at it? Like, can right. you even download without something on there?
I don't know. You're the IT guy. I don't know.
Well, you fucking can, but if I gave you nothing else but a computer, it'd be useless. You'd be stuck with like, oh, what the fuck? This is nothing.
Right.
Which is true. But well, right. It's not my problem. It's not my computer. I can fix it. But it kind of sucks because now you're stuck without something that's useful. It's like, again, giving you a car with no gas and you can't ever use gas again.
Right.
Stupid.
Oh, back to the Tesla. Yeah, they Tesla. Even have so if you buy the Tesla, right, you would think the batteries are yours. You would think the stuff is yours. But if you take it to a Tesla and you need the batteries replaced, they keep the battery.
Yep.
And they don't even give you a discount for it.
No, well,
it's your battery.
The battery's proprietary.
No, but it's your battery. You bought it. When you bought the car, you bought everything inside.
Well, here's the thing. When you do a car repair stuff, you have to return the piece for the core.
Technically, but you don't have to.
But you went, so when you go to a...
Because right now for my truck, I gotta rebuild the engine. I can buy an engine.
Yeah, you can buy cash.
All right. Parts and then like they require a core back in order for me to get $500 back. Right. But well, you don't have
you,
to
you
send
said
it back.
The magic word. You went to Tesla. You went to a reseller.
Cause that's the only place that you can legit. Oh, no. Like
I also agree that it should not be the only place, but right. because of the only place they can set whatever protocol the fuck they want and be yeah. like, well, we have to replace it. Cause it's the core they get money for. In reality, they could have just tossed it. But to be fair, what are you going to do with lead acid batteries?
I mean,
not even like lithium acid batteries.
So the thing about it, though, is that like, so usually what happens is, and I can, so don't quote me on this or quote me. I don't care. Take it as a grain of salt because I've only, this is, my research has been what like I've seen and what I've heard is that like if one cell goes bad, they replace all the cells.
Yeah.
So
do you know why?
Because it's, apparently it's like in sequence or whatever like that. And like it has to be all matched. But like so there's people that've hacked it, that they know how to just replace that one cell right there.
Oh yeah. But that's highly fucking dangerous.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It is, but it's still doable.
And that's not even the case for Tesla. That's for any lithium battery.
Right. But it's still doable though.
Oh,
it's still doable, you know, but like I'm saying, you know, like, so this is what I've seen, right? So like I've seen the guy, like he went to go, I guess one of his cells was reading wrong, was reading too low voltage, and it wouldn't power up the same voltage as the other cells. And basically, like, you know, like he wanted to keep his battery, you know, he's like, it's my battery, I'm gonna keep it. And Tesla was like, no, you need to return it back. And I think he was the one that pushed his state to pass a law that is, it's your property and they don't have a right to take away your property because you're the one that bought it.
You know what's funny? That's part of the right to repair laws.
Right.
And the fact that they somehow did an update or get changed to include new vehicles is completely, like, just amazing. Like, how the hell do you not think about that? Like, that's stupid. Right. One other thing is, like, how does that not include stuff like the new helicopter drone vehicles that they have in Dubai? Like, if I get a helicopter drone vehicle that I'm driving as a motorcycle, I damn well expect to have all the parts if it crashes and shit, you know?
Right.
And they're like, nah, we would take it to fix it, but never give you parts. Like, what the hell?
You know? And also, like, I mean, I am talking shit, right? Obviously, I'm talking shit.
That's all we do.
But
man,
at the same time, you know, like, I kind of get it, you know, because they are proprietary parts. Not everybody knows how to work on them. You don't want to take it to, like, you know, Joe Schmo down the block and he'd be like, yeah, oh,
we're talking about, like, ex-engineers from Tesla.
Right,
they
exactly.
Know how the systems work.
Yeah, exactly.
Still, they're
but
getting
I can
the
see
finger.
Why they would be like, oh, you know, you have to have a certified Tesla repair shop only touch our car because, like, let's just say that, you
how
know.
How many certified Tesla repair shops?
That's the thing about
secondhand.
It. Secondhand. There's.
No, there's, like, one or two.
Yeah, something like that.
Because I remember the first Tesla repair shop that I read was not a Tesla employee, but was a computer electrical engineer, was fixing a Tesla from spare parts. He got it up and running, minus the automatic driving, because it wasn't licensed, which Tesla had license locked individual parts.
Right.
Which is a very scummy way of doing things for right to repair, right? Like, if I broke a knob on this Roadcaster, you heard me, Z? I'm gonna break it, shit. I broke it.
You better go and get it. He's playing with the knobs.
Right. If I break the knob, and to do the repair, it's some glue. But because it's detected it's broken, the knob no longer activates even after I fix it.
Right.
That's essentially what Tesla's doing.
Right. Which, once again, like, I'm playing devil's advocate because, like, I'm talking shit, but at the same time, I kind of get it also. Because, like, let's just say this knob was a functional part of the self-driving. If you try
to
repair it,
that's the big piece.
That's what
it does not have to be.
Right. Which I understand, you know, but like they can just say, you know, like the fact that like this tire was only rated for the self-driving, you know, like that's why tires that we don't recommend, you know, that's why we're not going to use self-driving because I get it. Self-driving is so new, you know, that like if anything were to go wrong, they could probably go around and sue Tesla for it, which I kind of get,
again,
like I said, you know.
Any little thing, breaks.
Right? No.
And
that's
all of a
that's
sudden
the part of
functionality. But I'd be mad if the Roadcaster says, "I'm just not turning on anymore."
Right, dude. This guy literally tried to get a headlight. He called for a headlight, and they would not sell him the headlight. They're asking him questions like, "Why do you need it?" Like, because
for my fucking car. Man.
Yeah, and like so, like I'm saying, it's
I kind of need to see at night, bro. Like, what?
Right. No, for real. Like, it's there's a lot of stories out there. Like I said,
you know why I'm pulling you over, sir? Because Tesla won't sell me shit.
Literally. No, literally. That's how
but
it is.
But that's not an excuse for the police. It's like, oh, I'm going to beat your ass for life.
No. Right. Literally.
Being a smart ass.
Right. No, but that's the thing that sucks about like these right to repair laws that like, you know.
The thing is, they're not being expanded anymore.
Right.
They were when the automotive company was just like being the same dicks that Tesla's being.
And
now.
This is if there's mechanics out there, mechanics know what I'm talking about. Like all these engineers that engineer cars, especially these newer vehicles, like where you had to have like this just in order to get to a bolt, you know, to like release like a motor mount or like that, you had to have like the especially like NASA engineered tool in order to get that bolt. That also goes into the part of the, you know, like the right to repair, because like if no normal mechanic can get to that bolt that was specifically designed only to freaking piss mechanics off, so, you know, they have to send it back to the dealership in order to get it fixed on.
So it's funny you say that, because I'm a techie and I love tools. Fucking love them. Like, give me a network tool any fucking day of the week, any porting stuff, any of that shit. I will tell you, there are tools that are out of my price range to even get. You know, like I do this for a living, right, mind you. And if it wasn't for my work providing some of these $10,000 plus tools, I would never see the light of day.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you can have your own business, throw your money in at it, but now that's money out of your pocket. Something that's supposed to be a business, a work
career. Right, and then that return on investment is going to be a long while before you get your return on investment.
See, I don't have to worry about that with my current job now. Right. But when I was doing all my stuff solo, holy shit, I would rent that shit out for a day for someone who spent the 10 grand for that. And it'd be like $250 for a day. I'm like, fuck, but that's cheaper than buying one.
Right, no, exactly.
And, you know, you need it for a day. I'm going to charge that freaking client $250 plus for that day, right, just for the tools.
Yep.
Because, I mean, they're useful. They really do the job they're made designed for.
Right. But,
God damn, there's other ways, I promise you. Except just some save you more time than
right. And then, like I said, it all comes down to the engineering part of it. Because you can make it as most simple as possible, you know, to that new, what's that gaming console that you have?
Oh, the... We're talking about the Steam Deck.
Yeah, so I recently saw somebody like do upgrades too, and like they were praising the Steam Deck because like it's so like user like friendly. Like if you wanted to go in there and customize it, you can. They literally made it as simple as possible for you to go in there and customize it.
And it's funny because they're like, when it was being released, you should not replace the hard drive, right? And then like a week later, they show a video how to take it apart. not like someone did it. Like the vendor that makes this,
right,
manufactures this device, says, here you go, here's the video, but you shouldn't do it. And then kind of like winked at us, like, don't do it, right, man.
Don't do it. But if like, you know,
because all they don't sell you any performance, no RAM difference, no processor. It's the same shit. It's just a different size.
Right.
And maybe a different glass.
They're going to be like, do not take this bolt out right here. Right. Do not you do 15 twists right here.
Do not use this specific tool that's available at this site.
Right. Do not use this part number, this, that to do that. Yeah, like,
it's like, so again, I applaud people who allow that. But here's the thing, like,
because they could have been assholes and like just make it all proprietary.
There's,
you know,
other competitors.
Right.
That have the same form, same function. And they allow that.
They didn't. Logitech come out with something like that recently, too?
No. Not Logitech.
Are you sure? I think it is Logitech.
Logitech just released a new microphone.
I saw you sent that right there. That was cool.
But Logitech doesn't have a Steam Deck alternative.
Let me see. Hold on, because wait.
He's gonna look through the porn real quick.
No, it is. It's called the G Cloud right here. So watch, check it out.
G Cloud
right there. That.
Oh, but that's not.
It's almost like it's like Steam Deck too. It's okay. What I meant is like a handheld. Basically, is what I was trying to say. So it's called the G Cloud Gaming Handheld. So it's
So it just came out. I know what you're talking
right,
about.
Right. So it does what is it like the streaming, and like it has Windows.
Does it have a full Windows or a streaming system?
I think it has full Windows. You can actually access Windows. You can access the web. You can access the Xbox.
This is cheaper than the Steam Deck, my dude.
Oh yeah, I know. I know.
Oh. Okay, it's not really. It's an Android system.
Oh, okay.
So what makes the Steam Deck a little different, for those of you who are wanting to know, Android is just your phone.
Right.
It's a phone system in there with controllers on the side, right? The specs are fairly nice, I would say it.
But did you get a new watch?
I've had this watch for like 2 years, dude.
Oh, it's just really shiny, so it's just like, it looks new.
I've had it for years. It's got scuffs, I promise you. But what it comes down to this is it's mainly just a phone system device.
Right.
But it looks nice. I might even pick it up one of these days. It went down from 350 to 200 or 300. So get it while you can. But the plus side is it lets you play Android system games because it's running an Android system.
Yeah, and it could also let you play the Xbox streaming service or whatever.
Oh, so the streaming service you can play on a web browser, bro.
Right. Yeah. No. I know. But
so that definitely I can see why they built this, because it's something you could do on the go. Because
they're trying to do that whole thing where, like, you know, like the streaming games, like where you can just like, because without the little bit that I was watching of that video, they're talking about how it has the capability of, like, if you have good internet access, like you can basically like any stream.
So like NVIDIA, the guys that make our graphics cards for our games, they have NVIDIA cloud services for gaming, just G gaming, you know.
Right.
So you can run that off your phone as well. Off an iPhone. An iPhone can game if you wanted to. You just got to pay like $20 a month. But it's okay. It includes the fucking games and the performance. You know? Right. Because it's a smaller screen, you don't really need high-end stuff anyway. So it's kind of nice. I can see why this individual gamepad came out for that reason. But that's different from the Steam Deck. The Steam Deck has full-fledged games.
Right. No, the Steam Deck is basically like a PC, like a handheld mini PC.
Yep. Compacted into a piece of.
Right. That's what I thought this one was. But talking to you more, like, obviously, you know, way more about it. So, like, yeah, it's basically a phone with controls.
It's pretty much a phone with controls that can access higher end games.
Right.
Which is cool. It's fucking awesome.
And it basically lets you play Call of Duty instead of Call of Duty Mobile.
You can actually do both.
No, you can do both on it, but like it, like on your phone, you can't play the actual Call of Duty game.
You can.
No, you can't.
You can.
The actual Call of Duty game.
The same way they do it. You stream it from a service.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's the exact same way it's doing it. This just gives you the form factor of having controls built in. That's the only difference.
That's true.
Because in theory, you could
I'm just talking shit.
You could add a Bluetooth to your phone, it'll do the same shit. And the controller's probably like $50 for a really, really good one.
You know? Yeah, I remember I bought a controller for my phone not so long ago, and then I returned it because, like,
you don't use it.
No, just the games that, like, I try to download games that are for that. I think it's the Razer. Yeah, like, it's just like,
oh, I was like, I would have bought it off of you. I love that shit, the Razer one.
Would you?
Yeah, if you had it.
I sent a photo over. Did you ask me? I don't remember.
I don't think I saw the picture. I would have bought it.
This was a while ago too. This was a long while ago.
Anyways,
too.
Back to on topic. So, talk about consumerism. Yeah, I want to talk about how products are not getting really the quality assurance anymore, right? Like Amazon Basics. Obviously, we all know what Amazon is, right?
Yep.
Amazon.
The forest.
Have known, I guess, Amazon, the brand, has been known to look at best-selling items of something and then take that item and make their own and sell it cheaper to low cut, you know? And they keep saying, no, it's not intentional. They're not keeping information, but they are. It's silly to think they aren't. And essentially.
How much is the two shot?
Okay, so it's 4 seconds for a single shot.
Damn, so 8 seconds?
8 seconds.
Holy shit.
Why do you think that thing went out so quick?
Damn.
It's only 750 milliliters, which is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go.
All right, single shot it is.
Oh, that's a lot, my dude.
Damn, and you served me two
doubles.
Damn,
your boy had 4 shots already.
Oh shit!
Number 5 here.
All right.
That's why they put ice in your drinks, so they can mellow with the alcohol. It's a lot.
No wonder you put an iceberg on here. Holy shit!
Dude, it's a lot. But again, consumers, we get equipment that we're probably not sometimes technically knowledgeable in using. Right? Like, how many times have you got equipment you're like, oh shit, I probably wouldn't have bought it at the regular store. But Amazon sent it to me anyways, right?
Right.
So there's this thing right now that they're selling the generator cables, like people in Texas who don't have consistent power because of brownouts and weather issues. And especially since there's hurricane season's coming out, people are buying the generators because that's the only way they can house.
Right.
One of the cables they have to use is a double male connection. One male connection connects to the generator and the other one connects to the house to provide power. The problem with that is because they're something from Amazon, safety standards aren't being met. There's some that are.
So Amazon Basics sells those cables?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So they call them the suicide cables because if you put it in the wrong way and they're not labeled, if you put it the incorrect way, you can catch fire from the socket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, but they're both male.
Yeah, but if you put it in the wrong way, you break safety protocols on it. There's only one correct way, and they're not labeled correctly.
Damn.
So you connect this shit backwards without knowing, because you can't tell the fucking difference. Your shit's catching fire.
Now, is this something that Amazon could be held liable for? Or they're just... Well,
so here's the thing. They aren't because it's a third-party seller. They'll be like, well, our job is just to clear it from the marketplace. But they kind of pay them to be there. They kind of host them there. They kind of made their product off of the other
people. Right, because I know Amazon doesn't like legit like make it. It's like obviously, you know, like because if you've seen some like Amazon Basics and then some like other like Chinese and brand, it's basically
they paid
like
someone to do it. Yep. We just put our sticker on there, you know?
Right.
And they did that. Well, those are the guys aren't failing, but because it's a third market company, they're able to do that without any scrutiny on them. So if you get something that's Amazon Basic, I would say be very careful.
I just bought a food scale.
Well, dude,
is my food going to catch on fire?
Well, so the power strip I carry, it's an Amazon Basic one. And I also read another report that said someone connected a power brick for the phone. Nothing else was connected to it, not even the phone, and it caught fire.
Damn.
So that's pretty bad. Like, that shakes a little consumer confidence, but Amazon's so fucking big, they don't care. And not to mention, it's one out of how many they sell. Yeah, but they should be checking all of them. And have better understanding of what equipment they're selling.
Right. Like, at least I could understand, like, 1 out of 1,000. But, like, if it's, like 250 out of 1,000 or something like that.
The fact
that
there's more and more popping up, that's scary.
Right. Maybe because it's just a high demand of it. Like,
and then what happened? Well, because they have high demand, they should be careful.
Right.
Because if they have a lot of these faulty ones coming out, they burn down a bunch of neighborhoods and shit. And then all Amazon's doing is refunding your fucking money.
Literally.
That's not the same as, oh, you're the one causing this, you know? They're just doing this by...
Oh, your house burned down? Here's a $12.50 that you paid for this cable.
Yeah. Oh, wait, your whole neighborhood burned down because it was multiple houses with the same power strip? Amazon would be liable for a class action lawsuit, but they would be like, no, we took care of it by your refund. And everyone doesn't understand that they're all under the same issue. That's the fucking problem.
Damn.
Hell, even Anchor got pulled into this, right? Like, Anchor's products are, like, more realistic in terms of marketing. Like, they don't say waterproof. They say ratings and water resistance.
Right.
But all the other third-party brands don't give a shit. It's waterproof, my dude.
Literally.
Infinitely waterproof.
Like, Aquaman uses this on his products right here.
Yeah, long-lasting battery, bro. Bright as hell kind of deal. And it's only $20, my dog. Deal now, bro. You got to buy it. Like, it's unfair to see that because Anchor goes out of the way to be realistic. Like, dude, you know what you're getting is premium. And if we can't say it is, it's because it's not.
Right.
You know, like, and that's where you have brand quality trust. Like, can you trust what the fuck is going on when you buy something? So that's why find a reputable brand. Test it, guys. Don't just take it because it's reputable. Test it. And then make a decision.
That's kind of why I go with Anchor. Because like I said, like Anchor, like I've had Anchor products before. And then like not so long ago, I was searching for a fast charging brick. Mm-hmm. Right. And like, there was a lot of them like Amazon Basics, this and that. Oh, but yeah. I kept on seeing Anchor. And I'm like, well, I know about Anchor. But like I said, like I didn't know Anchor was like an actual like good brand. It's but I just been knowing about Anchor, right? So like yes. I've been knowing because I know they have like their battery banks, you know, like the external, all that right there. And like I've had a few, you know, so like I known about it, but I until right now that you told me they're a quality brand, I didn't know about that. But Anchor kept popping up, and I'm like, you know what? Right. Yeah, I'm like it's either Amazon Basics, a Chinese no name brand, or Anchor. I'm like, I already know Anchor, so I'm like, I'm gonna go with them, and that's what's been charging my phone. I know that my battery is probably like shit right now because I just have it on the I basically have it like on the super fast charging mode the whole time, which I know I shouldn't, and I know I should only be charging it to like 80 to 90%. But
so realistically, your phone's battery should only really last a year,
around there.
That's when 30% of the performance drops. After that, in a year after that, it's 30% again from where it was left out. So instead of 70%. 30% off of 70%, you're looking around maybe, 50%?
Yeah, and then if somehow you accidentally end up having a good phone that has a good battery, then Apple decides, like, hey, we're going to, like, do this software where they kill your battery.
Don't even get me started with Apple. Apple's a piece of shit.
Bro, that whole thing where they're like, oh, no, it was a glitch or whatever, and so they updated the software to, like, make your battery, like, the older iPhones, I forgot what iPhones they were, that like, the 6 or whatever.
I remember everyone wanted to keep their fucking 5S, right?
Okay, everyone that's what it was, huh? Shit. Yeah.
And Apple was like, we ain't selling phones. Let me break your fucking shit with an update.
Literally. I'm going to break it for you so you can buy it.
But see, the thing is, they already have planned redundancy. So within three and a half years, it's no longer supported. You can no longer download stuff on there. You can't update anything. It's done. But yet they're like, you know what? Let's break it sooner. That's my problem. Like, I get it. If my phone's going to last 4 year tops, let me buy it at the beginning so it lasts me hopefully the 4 years. But if I got it at the beginning, I'm at year three, and I'm like, I can hold out for another year because that's how long it's going to take. And Apple's like, you thought, bitch, you know?
So, right.
Hey, let me go break your shit. And again, I get why they did it. Money's money. But I'm your consumer.
But the way they do it is shady, though.
Don't be treating me like shit. Come on now.
Right.
I ain't your salty ass.
That's why me, like, usually I always upgrade my phone, like, 2 or 3 years later. Because, like, I already know, like, it's life expectancy, whatever. And then plus, you know, like, I don't, like, so right now I have the S21 Ultra. Right, so that's like the newer version of the S. So I had the S10, I skipped the S11, the 12, whatever. Then they came with the S20, skipped that one too because it's like small same little shit. Yeah, literally. Shit. And then the S21 Ultra came out, and new cameras, new this, like it's basically a new phone, right? So I'm like, okay, cool, this is the one I'm gonna get.
Well, that's why you waited a couple generations.
Right, exactly. I always wait generations. Like the new
I don't get the people. We have to have the newest one every year.
Right. The newest S20, the S22 basically doesn't have this camera hump on it right there. It's basically all flush mounted, and it comes with an S pin. That's basically it.
I loved, they weren't called the Galaxy. They were called something else. The Notes.
The Note, yeah.
I loved the Note. I was a big fan of the Note when they first came out. I would always get the Note. I had the S4, and then I got the Note immediately afterwards. Because I was like,
bro, this Tito's kind of hits hard.
Me and vodka don't really agree, but in a cocktail, it's banger. You know, it hits. And Tito's is probably one of the ones I'm like, I stick with. It's a well drink, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if guys, Void spoils us. He buys the good shit. Like, he literally does.
Yeah, we don't go buy the $6 shit.
No, he does not. Like, he spoils us.
I don't want to be hurting tomorrow.
He spoils us, and then Z bounces.
I know. He's like, oh, let me just take all this stuff and walk away. I'm like, what a jerk.
Bro, how much ginger beer did you bring right now? Like, you brought,
I brought 12 bottles, anticipating that we maybe half each. But no, I feel like it's a third each. So three drinks per bottle. So we're only on our third bottle, which means I mean what, nine drinks already, roughly?
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. But we've been killing this vodka. I've only got the single 750 milliliters, so like 1 liter essentially, and it's not enough. We're already down to 1/3. And I don't like vodka, so I'm kind of glad I don't have to take any of this shit home. So, yeah. If anyone was here, we'd have guests. I'd be making you drinks. You already know that. So
right, but no, they decided that Bad Bunny.
All our cool people decided to bail.
And then our guest wanted to stay, but
I know he was kind of cool. You know, cooler than Z.
Yeah, way cooler than Z.
Man, we should probably keep him.
He has a fast car.
He has a fast. He goes room.
Yeah,
he
goes room. It goes. It's.
He goes room. He goes room.
It is so room. California illegal. Like, oh, yeah. If he brought this car over, holy shit.
Honestly,
like,
if he sells it, he'd probably make a pretty penny.
If he sold it here in California, holy shit. Yeah.
He could live here.
He could probably buy it. Like, damn, they're like, yeah, he can meet. House. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With that car right there, holy shit.
Anyways, I vote to keep him and get rid of Z.
We can.
You know what? Let's give him a try. I might not be here next week, so I'll have him sit in my place.
All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, let me know.
But he can't replace you, though, because bartender.
We're talking about replacing Z.
Right. Know? So I'll give it the little, you know, like, I'll be the comparing and contrasting notes, you know, Z versus him.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just a couple things got down on the pipeline. I know Z's got a crazy idea of spinning up another podcast. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, huh?
I know, but no guys.
I know.
Now I'm like, what are we going to talk about? I'll just be there making drinks. So fuck that.
Right?
It's going to be a lit-ass podcast. I'll tell you.
Bro, as long as you get them drunk, that's all I care about. Like,
well, I want to be here to hear all the tea, man. It's like, what'd you think? Really? He said that, bro. Fuck him up. I'm like, oh, really? That's what it's like.
Yeah, we can't say much because these are all thoughts that are going through right now. Like,
planning stages, but
we're like right now, like we have,
we're leaking it so you guys can give us some feedback on our
we sources. Have a I'll just go ahead and say it. We have an Instagram that we haven't posted shit yet to.
What?
Yeah, so if we you guys want to go in there and follow us, I will let you guys know right now what it is. It is, let me tell you,
Still not
it's
active.
pref.com Ref Podcast.
And we're reported already.
God and damn just it. Like that, yep, we're sued. We
got reported. Yeah.
Right? So canceled. If you guys wanted to follow us on the Instagram, we have that going on. We have a Facebook, but to be honest, I don't remember what the Facebook was called.
You didn't realize you can just add yourself as an owner and just post on that behalf on Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That way you can still use your personal account and sign in as Perf and Ref.
I should try that, huh?
Yeah. We'll have to do some lunch one of these days or alcohol during the day.
Right. Let me see. Hold on.
I think that's called brunch, though.
Yeah, probably. Let me see. Hold on. Do I know the Facebook? Is Facebook just preferences and references? Let me see.
Shit.
I will tell you guys right now. So hold on. Boo, boo, boo.
Well, I'll move on to the next.
Preferences and References Podcast on Facebook. If you guys wanted to follow us on Facebook too, go ahead and do that. Right now, we only have one follower and one like. So, you know, if you guys wanted to come on and say hi on there, go for it. We haven't posted anything yet because, you know, we're still trying to work out all the little bugs and all that right there. You'll see the cool logo that my girlfriend made. Thank you for that right there. I appreciate that.
Oh, I can't do it because my phone's hosting.
You can't do that right there. So Instagram pref.refpodcast. I might post up today's picture. We'll see. Ooh. Facebook Preferences and References Podcast. We're gonna have a Patreon up pretty soon, so be on the lookout for that. We're thinking about content for that right there, which I think would be pretty cool because I know you can do like the $5, $10, $15 Patreon stuff and all that right there. So
we're gonna start off low.
Right now we're talking about like, you know, like each tier of what, like what you guys will get. I know, like, if you're doing like the 15, you're definitely gonna see a lot of nipple. So that's a little incentive
we're holding back on that until we get the yes, we want to see it.
That's a little incentive right there
for my girlfriends to say, yeah, you can.
No, as long as my girlfriend sees the money, she's like, I don't care. Go ahead.
Show them both of them. All right.
There you go. You're going to see the name, the big ass name of her tattooed over my nipple right there.
Okay. So let me talk about the spiral downhill I went through for graphic design stuff on the logos. So
all right, go for it.
The hardest thing I had to do was find a font that matches your writing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, that my boy Demonic here can draw, okay?
So he
made us a logo, and I did my best to make it into a digital aspect, and I tried to convert it into a font so we can just use it, right? We just type shit. But here's the but. There's a whole underground of fonts, dude. Like, I did not fucking know that.
Right.
Like, there's a whole underground of, like, decals and painting and stuff. There's a whole underground of fonts. It's fucking insane, bro. Like, there's, like, you cannot use my shit. You don't have permission to use it commercially or none of that. Like, they get real up in your face. Like, you better pay for this shit.
Right,
like,
yep.
I never knew fonts had to be expensive.
Yeah, I think my girlfriend... So when we were trying to do the neon ones that we got going on, I think I forgot how much she paid. First of all, we had to get Photoshop in order to use this font because it doesn't work anywhere else, only Photoshop.
GIMP. So,
what is it?
GIMP.
Is that a?
It's a software.
I didn't know. Okay, well.
So GIMP is the open source version of Photoshop.
Oh.
It's free.
Would you be able to use any font though from
this? Yes.
Huh. Now
you're. So fonts are a set format and you could use them anywhere as long as you have them.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. So anyway, so we had to get, because at first she was trying to do the seven day free trial, right? Just to make us the logo. And so she tried doing that, but you couldn't, and she bought the font, which the font was like, I think it was like either between $7 to $20, somewhere around there, right? The
That's
font.
That's not bad. I saw an $80 font.
Right. No, they get up there. Fuck? And so she bought it and We couldn't find it. She couldn't download it. She couldn't figure out what was going on. Finally, the 7 day trial was over. So I'm like, here's the money. Buy it because we need a logo, right?
Is it a monthly subscription?
Yeah, it's monthly.
Oh, you're fucking kidding. I'm gonna have to show you how to use GIMP then.
Oh yeah, no, that you definitely are.
Because that's what I do.
Okay.
For the stuff I make.
Okay, yeah. So once she bought the subscription to Photoshop. Hey, I don't know where. Hey, look, the fonts showed up. So we're like, oh, wow, you had to buy it. So, literally. So, yeah, she's been playing around with all that, making those logos, making those stickers, random stuff like that.
So let me continue on to that font business. I didn't know it was like an underground business, but.
You didn't know the dark.
I didn't know there was undergrounds of font, bro.
You didn't see that Vice documentary about fonts?
I know, bro. It got real. But
the cartels.
I found out how to make fonts. and how to publish them.
Oh, okay.
It's actually not that hard. No? And you can make your own to just keep, right? It's crazy. So I've been letterizing your font, making it into something usable.
Oh, okay.
And then once I have it, I'll just share it amongst us.
There you go.
Because as long as we don't share it to anyone else or on the internet, it's fine.
Right.
It'll just stay here in the family. Except Z. No, he can go make his own.
Right.
Screw
him.
Yeah, screw him. He's not even going to do any graphic design stuff anyways. It's for his cool people. But yeah, dude, this is crazy. Like, I don't know how deep I had to go into this. I was like, it really felt like,
holy. You needed therapy afterwards. You're like, I've seen things.
Well, no, it's more like, I did not know it was this in depth. Like, holy shit. Like,
right.
These people mean business when it comes to their fucking fonts. And dude, I was like, oh shit. So I give them credit to people who make fonts. You know, we wouldn't.
I mean, that's how they make their shit. You know, like they create the software. You want the software? Boom, there you go. Like,
but I don't, so my thing is, I looked up to, and I found $80 fonts. My biggest question was, what's the most expensive fucking font out there?
So you went in a rabbit hole. You were like,
I have not bothered looking because I figured like I'd be there all fucking day. Oh, there's one that costs more. Oh, there's another one. You know, right. All there all fucking day.
Yeah, I think the one that my girlfriend bought is. I think like it has four colors of the font, and I think it has like seven fonts, but it has a bunch of images.
So here's another thing. Adobe has Adobe fonts.
Maybe she knows about it. I don't know.
So if you pay for a subscription, it comes for free.
Oh, really?
So if you pay for Adobe Photoshop, you get fonts for free.
Oh, okay.
And essentially, it's just a huge, huge catalog of fonts, my dude.
Oh, okay.
And you could just be like,
So you know how hard it is, like, well, you probably know already. Like, bro, it's so damn hard trying to find a neon style font. Bro, just neon. So
Photoshop, what it happens is people find a font structure.
She says she used Adobe Express.
Oh, so Express is the layman's terms of graphic design.
So she bought the cheap version of it.
No, it's not the cheaper. It's the more friendly version.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because Photoshop is very fucking technical. GIMP is very fucking technical.
Okay.
And what they do in Photoshop, they make the text, they make another layer on top of that, they colorize the layer, and then they put it as a backdrop for the font. And that's how they make those colors.
Mm.
That's why you can change them on a go. And Photoshop Express takes that technique and makes them automated, kind of like an AI. It knows to do those steps. That's why it costs money.
Okay.
It's generated. These are instructions telling you how to do that. But if you know actual graphic design, it's actually not that bad. And like I said, I'm taking a whole freaking course just because
she said instructor is. Whoops, my watch turned off. So she says, instructor is where I found the font I got, not Photoshop. All right, so let's take Photoshop.
I'm pretty sure there's an underground marketplace for all of these fonts too, dude.
See what happens when you try to do stuff free? you just
go down a rabbit hole, my dude. You be fucking finding out fonts is like the fucking Fight Club of this world.
Not instructor. I don't know. Say that word right there. I'm dumb. That first word.
Illustrator.
Illustrator. There you go. It looks like instructor for me.
But yeah, Illustrator, it's also something tied for animation.
She's over here just talking shit, bro.
Hey, she knows what she's talking about. Hey, I'm not going to argue with her, but she knows.
Right.
But like I'm telling you that. It's a whole rabbit hole. Like, fuck, fonts just alone.
No. Oh, by the way, Z didn't like your OnlyPod sticker because he says that the guy in there does not represent
us. He's just jealous he can't have a beard, you know?
Right. No, literally, exactly.
He's just a hater, my dog.
Yeah, so if you wanted to, you know, if you wanted to go ahead and go on strike and not make, oh, my, are things down dimming?
Oh, no, the colors.
Oh, no, the gayness is going away. So if you wanted to stop, you know, doing logos for Z, that ungrateful.
Just make, instead of making three, make two.
Right, next time, just not include him. Yeah, there you go.
He's going to be like, I want one. Nah, man, you might critique it. You may not like it. We don't want to hurt your feelings, you know?
Right, but then he says, oh, no, but I like it. But just literally change everything about
Everything about it. What a dick.
Right, but I like it, though.
He's an ass, my dude. All
right.
It's okay.
And it's the best part about it, he's not
even here to defend himself.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn, dude. Talking a lot of shit for someone who's not here, huh?
It's fine, because you know secretly he does the same thing to us.
Oh, hands down. He does it while we're here. What do you mean?
Literally. We have to bring him back down from that pedestal that he's in.
Like,
I don't know where he buys an electric vehicle, and he's like, oh my God,
he's
so...
He's the hottest shit around, bro.
Literally.
Like,
so he has an electric vehicle. He has an electric bike. He has... Man, this guy's going to have electric feet pretty soon. Watch.
My dude. So... Whatever, as long as he doesn't get an electric motorcycle, those things are terrible.
My girlfriend's hurt. She said it's okay. I don't know what I'm doing anyways.
But I liked
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Z. Man.
I liked it. I was thinking about, like, which water bottle do I put it on? Because I have a ton of water bottles.
Right. Oh, so we're trying to figure out how to, like, cut into, like, so, okay, do you like the sticker square or would it have been a bigger triangle?
For those, yeah. I think it would have been perfect as a circle if you could.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, because then the triangle fits in the middle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That would have been easier to cut out.
That's true.
If possible. Again.
I think we can. We just got to figure out because, like, I think she tried making one of them that was triangle, but, like, she's still learning how to use a Cricut machine, too. Yeah. You know, so, like I said, those stickers right there, like, she's learning. She's trying.
Those are dope.
I like them.
Like I said, just if they were just circles, they would have looked so cool. Like you could slap it on things.
Right.
Right. As a square, you can, but because it has a corner, they peel.
Yeah, yeah.
But as a circle, they don't have corners. They peel.
There you go.
They take longer to peel.
So you guys, pretty soon, you guys might have a little Prep and Ref stickers too. Oh, damn,
badges, like, and shit. Let's
right. We have so much stuff on the works,
we
but like,
for you, like, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we have so much stuff on the works, but right now, you know, it's just all planning because we want to
baby steps, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, when we go into it, we just want to go in like, you know, like already knowing what to do. We don't want to like half-assed going into it.
On top of doing our regular day-to-day job.
Right. No, literally. So
and lives and families and shit.
So basically, we only have a Friday and a Saturday morning to try to do all this shit right here.
It's recording, and then I know Z. We give him all this shit, but he does do our editing.
Oh no, he does.
We give him credit where it's due, but he's still an ass.
Yeah, he's an ass,
but he's
like,
our ass.
Yeah, exactly. We love him like our ass.
Got a CYAC of our ass, you know. But yeah, no, it's work. We appreciate it. And you guys always make it worthwhile. And just talking on, I mean, I can talk all day, so it's kind of fun.
Right. Literally. But except the fact that it's like, literally like the vampires are already starting to come out, you know, like
off the show. And it's dude, the vampires it's spooky season, dude.
I know, dude. I
love it.
Dude, holy shit. Like, bro. Okay. So why is that God? He's like, you know what, guys, here's a little bit of rain for you guys. Oh, you know what? Let me make it a little bit more colder for you guys.
But not
nice
cold
weather.
Yet.
Right, right. It feels good outside, right? You can go outside around 7 o'clock and it's just like nice and windy. And then out of nowhere, boom, back to the 90s. Bro, okay. It's like 95. Like, I mean, it's better than 115.
It's terrible, dude. And
bro,
it's supposed to go up again next week. I'm like, are
bro,
you
but like he teased us, bro. He's like, bro. He's like, here's some like the perfect weather that demonic likes right here, right?
Yeah,
you know, like
the weather that all Californians wish could be.
Basically, LA weather. Like,
it's not LA's terrible, dude. It gets hot too.
Well, yeah, it does, but like the non hot days of LA weather.
I would say Bay weather. Let's go with that.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, because usually LA weather is like 85.
But Bay weather feels nice and fresh.
Yeah, because I mean, cool. Water. Right.
And for those who have never been to the Bay, I'm sorry. It's actually really, really, really nice.
It is. I you know what? Yeah, I actually prefer it there.
Even if it's just walking around, it feels nicer.
Right. Like, well, like because yeah, there's it's the Bay, you know.
Yeah,
so
you
like,
don't want to be in muggy LA.
Yes.
Hot as hell desert valley. You don't want to be anywhere near north where it's all like just humid. Unless you're really, really north. And then you're
bro, so why was it that that Saturday morning it rained? When was it, like last week,
that was
right?
So fun.
Bro, yeah. So it rained Saturday morning and I was all happy as shit. Mm-hmm. Until I figured out that I was working and it got so humid, bro. Like it sucked ass working, oh, man.
Dude, my hair was all fizzy and shit. Like fucking mother, the one time.
Yeah, literally, but shit, it's gonna be the 90s again. I'm like, damn, man, you just can't like.
I'm about to call out sick if I can. Shit,
I know, right? Should get COVID before Daddy Newsome takes away that COVID pay.
I need it.
I know, right? They're like, oh, what's wrong with you? Oh, you know, I got the COVID.
Gotta get that positive test, my dude.
I know, right? That's all. I wonder if you can still say COVID without getting like you know censored. Because I know for
well, no, because as soon as you say COVID, you just see Facebook throw out that COVID awareness.
Right. Well, that's not right there. But I know a lot of podcasts, like if you're not, you know, quote unquote, like a professional about it, you can't even talk about it because then like they censor you. Like especially the small podcasts, you can't talk about it at all.
Listen, man, if I didn't come into podcasts to be silenced. So
literally.
Fuck it. I'll say whatever the hell I want. And then they'll find evidence that it existed out there on the internet. That's all I care about.
No, literally.
You know, the realest ones will find it.
Right, no.
And then they'll tell us, oh, you said it too many times. We're calling the FBI and shit. And be like, yeah, those are our friends right there.
The FBI already know. They were listening to us live.
They're like, okay, those are low numbers. So they said it longer, times before.
All three of your listeners, ooh, we're so scared.
So scared.
They're going to start a revolution. Guys, calm down.
Calm down.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of The Void and the demonic void hour. How did you say it?
I did the late night. Hour.
The late night hour? Okay, well, the late night hour with Demonic and Void. Guys, thank you for listening to this episode. Thanks for being Friday Friday night hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Void, thanks for the drinks that you bought and brought us. And we will catch you guys on the next one. Like I said, guys, check us out. The Preferences and References podcast on anywhere you guys listen to the podcast. We do interview style podcasts there. So check that out. It's a different style than what we're doing now. And we appreciate you guys. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks, guys. Peace.
Peace.